What's up, it's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope you're staying encouraged by the grace of God. And on tonight's episode, I really want to go ahead and continue to encourage you to remain in the vine, who is Jesus. On the previous episodes, we talked about how important it is for us to slow down, to remain in Him in order for us to produce good fruits. On tonight's episode, I want to talk about again the importance of being in the presence of God, and literally how being in the presence of God on a daily basis, it allows us to remain connected to the Lord throughout the day, to the point where you have a greater awareness of His presence. You have a greater awareness of, you know, what the Lord is doing within you and what the Lord is wanting you to do as well. One of the things that I found fascinating concerning the presence of God is literally, especially when it comes to worship, right? When you are worshiping the Lord, when you are praising Him, it's almost as if you are in a different time, right? Time zone. It's almost as if time is nothing, right? It's almost as if you spending just 20 minutes in His presence, it felt like it was just for 5 minutes. You feel like you can go on and on and on. And then there are instances where you spent only 5 minutes in His presence and it felt like 1 hour. Not that it was not a beautiful time spent, but it's just, again, time is just nothing to the Lord. And so when you're in His presence, it's almost as if you stepped out of time. And it helps you too, as well, to understand that because God as well is outside of time, God is able to do anything within a given time. You know, there are many of you, perhaps again, you have just been trusting the Lord to provide for you, to provide for your family, trusting the Lord to open a door. And although perhaps you've been waiting for a very long time for that door to be open, God is able to open that door just suddenly within a moment. And so God is able to really bend time because He wants to, again, you know, provide for His people. He wants to bless His people and so forth. One interesting scripture that I want to leave you with, as you are still remaining in the vine, as you are intentionally seeking God, is coming from the book of Acts. It's coming from Acts chapter 17, verse 28. And this is what it says: "For in Him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own poets have said, we are His offspring. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own poets have said, we are His offspring." The scripture is telling us that we are in the Lord. And because we are in the Lord, that's why we are moving, right? That's why we're functioning. It's because we are in Him that we even have life. It's because we are in Him that we're able to, again, just navigate, right, everyday life. And so the more that you spend time in His presence, the more you will see that your spirit, man, will begin to grow stronger. And the more that you will notice that you're just, like, completely just one with the Lord, right? Because if it says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being," it's showing as well that we are in the Lord. We're one with the Lord, and that's how it ought to be, right? You shouldn't be separate from the Lord, because the will of God, even for sending Jesus, right, to the earth, is so that we could have that intimate fellowship with Him, right? And it's because He wants us to become one, just like He and His Father is one, right? Which is our Heavenly Father. And so we don't have to wait until we go to heaven to experience this. We can literally begin to experience this now as we just make time for the Lord more than we make time for other things, right? For example, if you find yourself, you know, watching more shows then you are worshiping the Lord, perhaps this should be your challenge as we're going into the month of May, saying to yourself, "Self, I'm going to spend an hour just, you know, praying to the Lord, just worshiping the Lord, just reading His word," because you just want to begin to strengthen your relationship with God. You wanting to become one with the Lord. And the more you become one with the Lord, the more of His joy you will have, the more of His peace you will have, and the more of His protection as well you will have, the more that you're able as well, you know, to be hidden, right, from the enemy, the more you're able as well to go into whatever destiny that the Lord has for you without delay, without blockage. Now, there are times where you may still end up having certain obstacles your way, but again, the more that you are ascending in His presence, the more, again, the enemy is going to be, you know, unable to touch you, unable to, you know, bring you down, right? Because you're just so consumed by your Father. You're so consumed by Jesus. You're so consumed by the Holy Spirit. And this is what I believe that we need to intentionally do in the month of May. And not just in the month of May. We should have this longing, right, to be closer and closer to the Lord, especially as we're growing older. You know, especially as you're maturing, you should have this desire to be closer to the Lord, because the more older you get, right, the older you get, the more that it shows you, right, you're closer to eternity than ever before. You're closer to seeing, right, your Creator like never before. And so there's a blessing in growing older, but there's also this warning, you know, and it's not a warning to cause fear, but it's say, hey, you know, I am closer to eternity, and I don't want to spend eternity without my Creator. I want to make sure that I'm literally living a life devoted to the Lord, because at the end of the day, the Lord is my salvation. The Lord is the one who holds the keys of death and life. The Lord is the one who is able to usher me into heaven, right, to be with Him forever. I don't want to live separate from the Lord, right, and in eternal damnation. I want to be wherever He is. And so I believe that the more that we have this deep desire, God Himself too is pleased, and God Himself too is more than willing to reveal more of Himself to us. He is more than willing as well to give us greater understanding of His word, of His ways, and help us to become all He made us to be, and anoint us to do all He has destined for us to do. Speaking of destiny, right, being destined to do whatever He has us to do, I want you to go ahead and open your Bible pages to Psalm 139, verse 16. Now, in last week's episode, we titled it, His Word for Your Life Will Not Return Void. This scripture, it reminds me of that, because, you know, sometimes when you're navigating through life, you have these goals, you have these expectations, and goals and expectations in of themselves are not bad. But there are times where our goals and expectations are not met the way that we wanted them to. And so when that happens, like, we can get, discouraged to even dream again or to even try again. And we can end up being stuck, right, in a cycle. But I love the word of God, because the word of God tells us that it is the Lord who is the author of our life. We understand that we are to partner with the Lord, but it's so encouraging as well to know when we don't have the answers, when we don't know what's next, He has already written every day of your life before you were even born. This is what Psalm 139 verse 16 says. It says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Now, as we were just talking about the importance of being in the presence of God, and how even when we're in the presence of God, you know, because God is outside of time, it's also as if we're outside of time. So sometimes when we're in His presence for an hour, it feels like 5 minutes. Sometimes when we're in His presence for 5 minutes, it feels like an hour. And sometimes it literally feels like time stopped and it's only you and the Lord. This as well shows me that the more that we spend in His presence, right, the more we spend time in His presence, the more He will intentionally reveal to us details concerning our lives. Because if He has already written all of our days, right, before we were born, that means too that the more that we are seeking Him, He is open to reveal to us certain things concerning our lives. Sometimes when you are unable to figure out what's next, this could be an indication for you to go to the Lord. Go to the Lord in His presence through prayer, through worship, letting Him know, you know, how grateful you are concerning what He's done for you in the past. Just also expressing to Him just how wonderful He is, just for who He is. You know, like I was reading recently, you know, the word of God, you know, scripture, and the more that I read concerning God is like, you know, the more I see again, God in himself, you know, and by himself, he is a wonder. We have the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Right. But then just when you are just focusing on God, right, without even just the gospel message, but just focusing on God, the creator, the eternal being, that in itself, right, he and him in himself is enough to get us to be in awe of him. Realizing God, he is outside of time because he himself created time, and he's greater than all things because he created all things. And even before, again, he made the universe, he was before the universe and all of that. And so it could cause you to just sit, right, and be in awe of how powerful, how magnificent that the Lord is, you know, the Lord is. And the more that you see how great he is, the more that shows you as well, you know, the need that you have of him. And the more that it reminds you too, how small, how miniature your problem is, right? Your problems are in comparison to the Lord, and how literally God truly can do all things, and there's nothing impossible for him. And so my greatest desire for all of us in this season is to literally take our eyes off ourselves, take our eyes even off of our problems, and put our eyes upon the Lord like never before, you know, and just really becoming completely accustomed, becoming completely familiar with the culture of heaven, right? With God's kingdom culture, becoming familiar with doing life with him like never before, and in a deeper devotion towards him, you know. And so I believe the more that you see, again, tensions are rising on the earth, tensions are rising within different nations and all of that, this is God's invitation to us to just grow deeper in him. And I believe the more that we grow deeper in him, we have this greater awareness that, wow, truly he is the one that is able to satisfy our, you know, our every longing. He is the one who is able to not only cause us to, you know, fulfill our purpose, but to reach our ultimate destiny. And at the end of the day, I don't know about you, but I want to hear, you know, the Lord says, well done, my good and faithful servant. I understand, you know, there's things that we have to bear in mind when we are on the earth. But even the scripture tells us, you know, do not focus on things on the earth, right? But focus on what is above, meaning focus on eternity, you know, spending eternity with him and focusing on matters that are pleasing to the Lord, focusing on what Matthew 6 verse 33 says, seek ye first his righteousness and his kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I believe this is the hour that we need to start living as though we were in heaven now, living as though, you know, Jesus came back, you know. And I believe the more that we start doing this, the more we're able to see the greater miracles that Jesus himself said that those who believe in him would do with his authority and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so wherever you are, no matter what it is that you're going through, I want you to know that this is not, again, a surprise to the Lord. This is a little matter in the Lord's eyes. And if you can just come in his presence, remain in his presence. When I say come in his presence, I'm not saying just show up this day and then you don't show up the next day, but continually making time to seek him in that secret place, making time to devour his word and to let him know, you know, how much you love him and how much you desire to live for his glory, the more I believe God will show up truly mightily in your life like never before. And the more even yourself, you will start noticing how you're becoming more like Jesus and how God was able to truly change so much in your life, so many things around for you, because you decided to seek him like never before. You decided to truly believe in his word like never before. And so as I get ready to close this episode, I want to encourage you to go a step further in the month of May and really as well begin to meditate on Psalm 24. Psalm 24, even on my Instagram account, Amuna Culture, I'm going to begin to really just share, you know, several devotionals on a weekly basis concerning Psalm 24 and other scriptures, you know, relating to Psalm 24 to just help us to go deeper in the Lord and go higher in order to completely get rid of any distractions. So that way our hearts and our minds can be set on him. I truly believe that God is wanting us to really, you know, to grow more in the awareness of who he is and of his plans. And knowing that, again, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, y'all, I pray that you end the month of April with victory. I believe that you will. God is faithful to do it. And I'm believing that God will also continue to show you that he is still the God of miracles in the month of May. And so it was a pleasure to be able to come on here to encourage you. I pray that you were encouraged by this episode and that you will share it with someone who is in need of this encouragement. And I also recommend you to go back and listen to the previous episodes and make sure to tune in as well in the month of May as we just continue to help you, encourage you, exhort you to grow deeper in the Lord. And listen, this is not just me saying for you to do this, but I myself, I'm literally taking that time and consideration to grow deeper in the Lord myself. I believe God is getting us ready for something truly profound. And that thing that is truly profound is to see him indeed manifest his glory on all the earth. And so I just pray that we all would just be prepared to just be a part of whatever it is that God plans to do. Y'all, this is not about us. This is not about us, man. This is all about the Lord Jesus Christ and for him to get the glory concerning what it is that he does through us. Amen. And so again, stay encouraged. The Lord is faithful to get you through this year. The Lord, he has great things in store. Continue to rebuke the lies of the enemy. Speak forth the word of God over your life, because truly the word of God, my goodness, is active. It's truly powerful. And the Lord is going to show up the more that you, again, make time for him. It was a blessing, y'all, to be with you. And remember, yet again, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.